ticket. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Do it our way. Nothing's gonna turn us back now. Straight ahead and on the track now. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Do it our way. There's nothing we won't try. Never heard the word impossible this time. There's no stopping us. We're gonna do it. On your mark, get set, and go now. Got a dream and we just know now. We're gonna make that dream come true. And we'll do it our way. Yes, our way. Make our dreams come true. And we'll do it our way. Yes, our way. Make our dreams come true. For me and you.
When you're riding a bike to work, sometimes it takes a little longer. So we let the whole theme play. We still have Cindy Williams. I used to have that theme as part of my record collection.
Really?
That theme actually charted. I don't remember exactly how far it got, but it was on. It was receiving regular radio airplay in its day.
Huh.
And it's kind of an upbeat, positive. It has a good message to it. That kind of thing. Cindy Williams played Shirley Feeney, Penny Marshall, Laverne DeFazio with the big L. Mm-hmm. On everything she wore. David Lander was Squiggy. Michael McKean was Lenny. Laverne's father owned the pizza place, the Italian restaurant, Frank DeFazio. I always wanted to go eat at the restaurant. Italian pizza and bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
What better?
Yeah.
We got to have one of those here. We got a lot of pizza places. We got a few bowling alleys. That's what we need. Tim's new business right next to the Sonic.
You got a list. You got a list. I'm going to call you the next Trump.
The book that Cindy Williams has written is called Surely I Jest, which is full of pun and dual meaning and all kinds of things. And as I can tell as I go through, it's going to be a great read. She talks about American Graffiti, which she was in. She talks about some of the other early television shows. Talks about her early family life. There's a great section in the middle of the book that are photographs. And I think people would find those very cool. Cindy Williams, when she was, this doesn't say how old she was. Look at how cute she is as a little tyke, huh? And then when she was 13, she already looks like Shirley Feeney, right? Mm-hmm. But a lot of cool pictures that you'd never see any other place, including many with, I'm already chuckling about Laverne and Shirley pictures. The two of those did some of the most physical comedy, probably, you know, on television. I mean, Dick Van Dyke did a lot of physical comedy. There were some other people, but really, really, really cool career. So we'll talk about the book. We'll talk about any number of things. I'm also curious just to know. A lot of folks you hear in their post-television series days tend to lament that character, if they have that character, I was Gilligan. We know from ancillary stories, for instance, like Tina Louise hates being associated with Ginger on Gilligan's Island, even though that's how everybody knows her. And there are other stars, particularly younger stars, that seem to have, sort of feel that their career was limited by becoming known as one particular person, one particular character. So we'll ask her that too. Joining us, ladies and gentlemen, by phone from, I'm not sure where she is. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Cindy Williams to the program. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
I'm somewhere outside of Hollywood.
Fantastic. Well, that's kind of where you're most at home, isn't it?
More or less. There and yes, more or less. I would say that, Tim.
All right. But you did not
grow up. I'm pretty comfortable in Wisconsin also.
Well, that's good. I need to ask you, as it relates to Laverne and Shirley, which, you know, we have, I think it's a little more near and dear to us here because it was set in our, you know, Milwaukee, not that far from here. How much of the filming actually did take place in Wisconsin? Did any?
None.
That's what I was afraid of.
That's why I'm so comfortable there. Never been there. No, I'm just teasing. We've been there a lot. In the first few seasons, some of the opening credits, when you see the girls throwing snowballs at each other, that was actually filmed in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, but it was two doubles. It wasn't me and Penny.
Okay. Oh, my whole image of the opening sequence is blown. The book, which is why I want to talk to you mostly today, Cindy, is...
No, I didn't write it. I didn't write the book, and that wasn't set in Wisconsin either.
It's
you're betting 1,000.
I love the book because it... You don't shy away from anything that was part of your career. And as I was saying just before we got on the line with you, a lot of actors and actresses that are identified with a particular character in a particular series seem to harbor some resentment for that from time to time. But I don't sense that from your book here.
Wouldn't that be stupid of me to harbor resentment for Shirley for something that was such a blessing in my life and so much fun? I just couldn't. At first I thought, oh, I'm going to be typecast if I, you know, I mean, and then I didn't think there was any such thing as typecasting because I thought I can rise above this. But then that, you know, the show and the characters just trumped all that, and they just took on a life of their own and became these big kind of, you know, iconic things that were out there, and there was no trumping it. And I'm happy, you know. It was such a blessing, is such a blessing still. I wouldn't change a thing.
When Laverne and Shirley was on the air back in the late 70s, early 80s, the television was still largely owned by guys. I mean, you had Lucille Ball, you had Mary Tyler Moore, but this was sort of groundbreaking in its way. These were two working women rooming together, and obviously it was a sitcom, so there was a lot of funny stuff there. But did you feel that it was groundbreaking? Did you and Penny Marshall ever have conversations about that? That, you know, that was sort of breaking new ground.
Never, we never thought of it as groundbreaking because, you know, we were career girls. I mean, we were working. I wanted to be working actresses. And so we were kind of living those characters in a way, you know, scraping together the rent and in real life. And we never thought of it. And to this day, do not think of it as groundbreaking. Just think of it as we just did what we loved doing and we're, you know, and God gave us the capability of doing it. And you know, every now and then I see something. I told Penny the other day, I said, I caught this thing they were running at this book signing. It was a Laverne and Shirley, and they were running it in the background. And I was telling Penny, I said, it was that dinosaur show we did where we played stunt women. And we'd never seen the show. We just did the show. And I said, but there were some things in that show. I turned around, and I just burst out laughing, and it wouldn't have mattered who it was. It was just this funny thing that you and I were doing, and it was a body language, Penny, and everything. Which, you know, you should take a look at that show. You'd really be proud of yourself. And so, I mean, we never thought of ourselves as anything, you know. We knew we had something that was special and that people loved it, and we were the popular girls for, you know, in school, so to speak, but we never took it like we're above the crowd.
But it was pretty physical in what you did on the show. Did you do most of all of that physical comedy yourselves? How many times did few stand-ins?
Yeah, in fact, the Stuntmen's Association awarded us buckles, made us honorary stuntmen. But they sent stunt girls in for some shows, and we said, why are there stunt women here? I mean, we want them to work, and they're wonderful, but, you know, it's not going to be funny unless we do it ourselves. And we did. And we always did. Well, and it was just something we had a knack for, each of us. And that's why people say, if they did Laverne and Shirley today, who would play Laverne and who would play Shirley? And I said, you're going to have to find, if you want to do the physical comedy, you've got to find, you know, girls who can, who are naturally physically funny.
And I'm not so sure that there would ever be two that could pull it off as well as you and Penny Marshall did. And for those of us that grew up with it, it will always be a television treasure for us. Cindy, I want to make sure that you get to talk a little bit more about the book.
What a compliment. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Well, it's exactly how I feel about it. What else is in the book? I know there's a lot of stuff about Laverne and Shirley. What else is in the book? I think it kind of goes through your whole career, does it not?
Oh, yeah. It starts in my childhood, and, you know, because the publishers wanted that. And I just tell, as many stories as I can through my life. I had to leave some out because I was on a time constraint, and I'd gotten ill during, you know, the time I was allotted to write the book. So I lost some time there. And I talk about my childhood, and I try to do everything in a very buoyant, fun, mirthful fashion. And then I just, in chronological order, sort of go through my life and things that, you know, I did before Laverne and Shirley, I mean, before Hollywood, before I ever got my first acting job, and jobs I did, and, you know, going to junior college and studying theater arts there in high school. And then I just slowly but surely get to all the Hollywood aspect of it and the fun, you know. And my life has been so blessed and so much fun because, you know, I mean, I was on this great show that everybody loved, and so it afforded me all these wonderful blessings and adventures. And so I wanted to write about those and take the reader with me, you know, and let them try as much as I could to give them the same experience of being there, because it was so much fun.
Well, from what I've seen so far, I'm sure that will occur as people read the book. It's called Shirley Igest. Cindy Williams, can't thank you enough for the time this morning.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you very, very much for having me.
All right, you're welcome. Take care.